On the show today, we have Go West Foundation's very own Cherie Adkins talking about how the two organs, the two credit union associations, Mountain West and Northwest Credit Union Associations, have merged together, obviously, but now that means their respective foundations have merged together as well to become Go West Foundation. So Cherie is here to give us the whole nine yards on what their plans are, where they go from here, and how they're all coming together under one umbrella to really focus on some much needed philanthropic opportunities out there. So really good stuff here from Cherie, so hope you check it out. Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have Go West Foundation's very own Cherie Adkins. Cherie, how are you?
Doing all right. Good, hope you're good. Doing all right. How are you? Good.
Yeah, we're doing great. Thank you for asking. Appreciate it. But you guys in your neck of the woods are a little busy these days with kind of bringing two organizations together. How exciting is that?
Oh, it's been awesome. I mean, just getting to know the credit unions across six states has made all of the past few months doing this work just exceptional. I love credit union people. Right.
Oh yeah. There's no finer folks in the world than credit union people for sure. Right. So speaking of getting to know the credit unions, let's back up the truck a little bit here. Cause obviously the Northwest Credit Union Association merged with the Mountain West Credit Union Association to become Go West Credit Union Association, but you got now, and you've also kind of spun off or created the organization Go West Foundation out of both of the other foundations from the other thing. Oh my gosh.
Yes, you're tracking. You got it. Yeah, absolutely.
So how's that whole process going? So what priorities are you focused on? Because it sounds like you're getting to know a lot of the other credit unions or the foundations in the other states. So tell me how that process is going.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so you know from conversations we've had before, in the Northwest Credit Union Foundation really shifted gears a few years back to focusing on how we can come alongside credit unions and the community impact work that they're already doing. And it was really, really cool during the merger process for the Northwest Foundation team and the Mountain West Foundation team to sit down and realize we bring some really awesome strengths together, really complementary work. The Mountain West has this great legacy of focusing on credit union talent development and how the foundation can come alongside credit union professionals and break down barriers to access to those things that they need to make the movement stronger. Mm-hmm. And then on the Northwest side, we've been doing that work, partnering with credit unions around big issues like housing and access to financial services in rural communities. So bringing them together under this Go West Foundation brand, I mean, it's this powerhouse opportunity, I think, to really demonstrate both inside the credit union system, sort of how our foundation can come alongside our credit unions, but then also externally, it gives us this opportunity to just amplify, you know, I think that message that credit unions are this go-to solution provider for these really big social issues. And I get really excited about it because there's so much, we've done so much, but there's so much opportunity ahead. So.
Yeah, it sounds like your department doubled in size overnight, essentially. But
the opportunity doubled in size overnight.
There you go. So, yeah, that's a better way to put it for sure. So what priorities are you focused on, having said all what you just said there in the intro?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so we really are still, I think, very much focused on how we can come alongside credit unions on those issues that impact their members and issues that impact their communities. And so, you know, for us, it still is housing. It's still, you know, you think about whether it's in Seattle or whether it's in Wyoming, like anywhere across our six states, the issue of housing exists. Now, what you probably have heard from Troy, as we've talked about this Go West brand, is that importance of the hyper-local focus and advocacy. That is absolutely the same when it comes to foundation working alongside credit unions. So we may be focused on housing moving forward. That is a really big priority for us. But the way that we support credit unions really comes down to what's going on in their community, in the region mm-hmm. that they're in. Credit unions coming together to collaborate at a regional level.
Yeah.
And those solutions that make sense in a rural community may not make sense in an urban community mm-hmm. and vice versa. So just, I think housing is a really big one for us. But also looking at, you know, how we come alongside credit unions and rural communities in a bigger sense, right? Yeah. Just how can we provide access to financial services in those rural communities? How do we help support small businesses? But it really is, what are those things that the credit unions are trying to tackle in their communities and how can we help?
Yeah, and you're I'm assuming that you're learning a great deal of what's going on in the other three states, right? So
tackle those
issues and have credit unions be that foundation right there, right? So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And a big thing that we've done as a foundation over the past few years is really sort of go outside the credit union space and engage in these ecosystems where it's nonprofits and philanthropy and government working with the private sector to come up with solutions. And so, mm-hmm. Bringing in that knowledge, I've signed up for a lot of newsletters for a lot of nonprofit organizations in Wyoming, Arizona, and Colorado, just to really get a sense for those folks who are boots on the ground, partnering with credit unions. What is going on in that, mm-hmm. at that on the ground level?
Yeah, like you said before, lots more opportunities for sure. So yeah, they're out there. So let's talk about Go West Grants. You guys, grants will be funding a lot of amazing projects, obviously. So where are you guys getting your funding? And is it all from credit unions, or can you give us the 411 on that right there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are generously supported by credit unions and absolutely appreciate every dollar that credit union contributes to the foundation. Oh, yeah. We have annual supporters from credit unions, both of the Legacy Mountain West Foundation and Northwest. And so, excited to continue to partner with those donors to the foundation going forward. Those dollars are often unrestricted dollars to the foundation, which give us the flexibility to go outside the credit union space into the philanthropic space and position credit unions as this go-to solution provider. Right. So we've had a lot of success and think that we'll have a lot of opportunity for more success in going to the funder community, the philanthropic community, and asking for that support to go and then deploy resources out to credit unions as they're trying to address these issues in the community. So, so we're engaging with that funder landscape across all six states as well, just looking at what that philanthropic environment is and how can we bring those dollars from outside the credit union space, either to our foundation and deploy that back out to credit unions, or something that we really love to do is help credit unions access those dollars directly. So where can we help CDFI credit unions?
Yeah,
all those things. So as much dollars through the foundation to credit unions or directly to credit unions for that community work, we're all about that.
Can you share some examples of credit unions and doing this successful community work? Because I know we've done in the past, we've actually done some interviews on the street. I think it was downtown Portland or somewhere. I can't remember what town it was, but it was a really fun interview. But you were giving us a kind of a real world look at what you guys do. So can you share some other examples for us?
Yes, that was fun. That was with Mr. Larry Elfritz from Consolidated Community Credit Union. We were talking about some of the housing work we've done. So I'll share a couple of the things that we have recently funded to illustrate some of the work that we do. So we made a grant recently to East Idaho Credit Union over in, believe it or not, Eastern Idaho. and that is helping them in, they primarily serve rural communities over there, and they're looking at how they can do this micro lending, small businesses, so that entrepreneurs can really get started and get what they need to kick off their businesses. And so just helping support them with this micro lending program in rural Eastern Idaho, which we're really excited about. But we also have grants. We love doing grants to credit unions when they come together and say, hey, we want to tackle this thing collectively. Mm-hmm. So an example of that, there are six credit unions in the state of Washington who came together and said, we really want to help renters as they're sort of transitioning from one rental to another, and they need to really, cover the costs of in Washington, security deposit, first and last month's rent, moving costs, all those things. That is a chunk of change.
Yeah.
So those six credit unions, all small credit unions, came together and said, across the state, we're all in different parts of the state. We want to see if we can address this. And so we helped fund that work and really with an eye toward it being a pilot. Like, what does work? Do you need to partner with nonprofits to get the word out to people? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you structure that program so that it's effective? And it's been really fun to come alongside them and just as they're learning to be able, as their funder, those credit unions to say, yeah, let's adjust here and just be their biggest champions as they go and do that work. So anywhere where we can support that kind of collaborative effort amongst credit unions, we love.
Awesome. I love those stories. So now let's talk about the board here. The structure of your board of directors is a little different from other foundations and other industries. So can you tell us a little bit more about this structure and how unique it is?
Yes, absolutely. So our board is absolutely fantastic. It's a group of ambassadors on behalf of the foundation, both from the Legacy Northwest Foundation and the Mountain West Foundation. But what's really unique about it is that we have board members who are not credit union people and who aren't even like credit union adjacent people. They are community folks, right? So we have a board member, who's the president and CEO of a United Way here in our footprint. Wow. And the perspective that she brings into that boardroom that just really grounds all of our work in the importance of this community impact work, the importance of credit unions in the community. Mm-hmm. It really has brought this fresh new perspective to everything that we do. We also have, some great other sort of philanthropically minded folks who are on our board who are really familiar with the credit union system, but who exist in the philanthropic space, and just bringing that perspective in as well. It's just given us such an opportunity to think differently about how our foundation comes alongside credit unions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. I love it. And so the role of any foundation, as we all know, is to help expand an organization's industry impact. And you guys have said many, many times and given examples many, many times of how you guys do that. So when we tell the story of credit union's impact, what factors should be included here?
Yeah. Oh, I love that question. I might get on a bit of a soapbox about this. But I really, you and I have talked about the community impact reporting tool back in the day when we were just launching it. I think I've really appreciated being a part of this team that way back in, I think it was 2014, developed the economic impact report. And now we've come on, I think it was 2018 or 19, with the community impact reporting tool. And now we have this robust set of data that is both credit unions' economic impact and their community impact. And there are so many credit unions that are out there doing incredible charitable work, incredible volunteering work. But what makes credit unions special is that not-for-profit tax structure combined with the way that they serve their members, combined with the way that they impact their community, like that makes credit unions unique. All of the financial institutions that exist in the world. Yeah. And for that reason, like that is such an incredible opportunity. So I love that impact data because it helps us tell the story of credit unions' unique impact, the value they bring to their members and the impact they have in the community that no other industry really can even begin to capture that data. So
got that right. Amen on that one. Well done. And so how is Go West Foundation, how are you guys helping drive telling that impact story? Because that's so important to like kind of move the needle, so to speak. So how are you guys doing that?
Yeah, I mean, and in so many different ways. So when we think about like the impact reporting, both economic and community impact reporting, there's this sort of official way, right, where we collect that data and we put it into a really beautiful report that our association advocacy team can walk into an elected official's office and say, here's the impact credit unions are having in your community, right? So there's that piece of it. But in all of our data collection, one of the things that we've prioritized alongside that aggregate data about, credit unions' impact in this specific lending category is the stories from those credit unions about this individual member that they've impacted in that specific piece as well. So we've been able to develop this really robust set of stories that go along with the data. Mm-hmm. And to be able, when an elected official says, what are credit unions doing about this? Fill in the blank. For us to be able to say, well, actually, across your district, credit unions are doing X, Y, Z. And here's this an example of one of your constituents who was impacted in a positive way by this credit union's work. It really brings it to life. And it doesn't rest the entire thing on just an anecdote, right? Mm-hmm. It's data and the compelling story. And the way that that plays out, it informs the foundation's strategy. It informs so much of what we do beyond just that beautiful glossy report that gets handed to an elected official. It really, I mean, I think the Go West team lives and breathes this every day, and it informs how we support and come alongside our credit unions.
Yeah. Exciting stuff here, Cherie, for sure. And it's so cool to see you guys kind of leading the way here. And it's going to be fun to watch you guys, see what's around the corner for you guys ever since this move. So having said that, so anything else to wrap up here? Any final thoughts on where you guys are going with the merge and the foundation's role in all of it?
Well, just excitement. I mean, which I'm sure is not a surprise given the conversation, but I mean, I think there's such an opportunity to help just seed, you know, additional collaboration across credit unions. And I would love to be able to have credit unions from the Northwest and Arizona come together and collaborate on something. Yeah. You know, so across the 6-state footprint, we've got such uniqueness within mm-hmm. different regions. And mm-hmm. so how do we embrace that, but then under like a bigger umbrella around something like housing, how do we still come together and collectively work to tackle that? So I'm really excited. Like I said, when we started, it's been really cool getting to know the work of the credit unions in the Mountain West states, and just really excited to be able to come alongside them as the Go West Foundation.
Indeed. And you guys are coming together. Talk about diversity. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You guys are all coming together under one umbrella. Yeah. It's going to be, again, it's going to be really fun to watch what you guys are doing. And so look forward to having you back on to give us another report in maybe, I don't know, 6 months or so, or actually probably see it at MAX. So yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, we will see you at MAX.
Indeed. All right. Well, until then, Cherie, I'm going to let you get back to work because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate. So I don't want to keep you too long, but I appreciate your time as always.
Likewise. Thank you, sir.
You are welcome.